This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So probably every month or two, somebody asks me if President Biden has Parkinson's disease. And we're being told no. His medical evaluation last year said he did need to be evaluated neurologically. And I had suspected that maybe that's something that he could possibly be eliciting some symptoms of. And he does not have a diagnosis of Parkinson's. But an interesting study came out, which is something we've already spoken about. It's nothing new. But it has spurred more discussions of President Biden's health, where a study coming out of Lithuania said altered speech could be the first warning sign of Parkinson's. Now, many of us think it's the shuffling steps, the memory loss, a tremor. People have thought former President Bill Clinton has Parkinson's because he has a tremor. And he does. He has a bilateral tremor. Hard to tell if he's got the pill rolling tremor. And, you know, but his speech is pretty fluid. He's still a very great orator. But Biden struggles. And he does seem to be a little bit more stiff, shuffle. Not as many facial movements. Those could be signs of it. I don't like to diagnose somebody over a TV screen. But sometimes I pick up on things and I'm like, So a first warning sign of Parkinson's may not be the muscle stiffness, the tremors, and the balance issues that we have stereotypically or seen. They say altered speech could be the first sign. More than 10 people worldwide are thought to have it. We've spoken about how Michael J. Fox has had it for decades. And Parkinson's is caused by a loss of nerve cells in the area of the brain responsible for producing dopamine. Dopamine helps coordinate body movement. So if somebody has Parkinson's, they may have memory issues, depression, anxiety, decline in intellectual thinking. They could be dizzy. They could faint. They could also have lung issues. If they're not moving well, they could have obstruction, pneumonia, lack of good lung volume. You could have issues where you can't control your ventilation, muscular weakness, body aches, constipation, issues with your intestine, eyes. Sometimes the eyelids will be difficult to open up. There could be, with your mouth, difficulty speaking, excessive salivation, difficulty swallowing, a soft or low voice. You could have sweating issues with your skin. And then what we commonly see is the masked faces, where your face looks pretty straight-faced. People with Parkinson's could be fantastic comedians because they could say a joke and they don't have the facial expression to go with it sometimes. We call it mass faces. And when I was in medical school, they say some of the best comedians, a Parkinson's patient is oftentimes found to be so funny. And they found that to be a first sign where you have a family member who cracks a joke and he does it so straight faced that everybody laughs. But he just doesn't have the facial movements to go along with it. Of course, the tremor, being more slow in your steps, impaired balance, small handwriting, being sleepy, difficulty moving. And so, you know, this was a study coming out of Lithuania, and they say if patients have early stage Parkinson's, they might speak in a quieter manner. Right? If we were going to project this and extrapolate this and use it as with President Biden. Remember, he said pay them more, told people to pay them more. I don't understand why he went soft with that. That, you know, you would think if you want to call for employees' rights, you'd be like, pay them more. Not sure why he chose to go soft. And so, you know, when I look at President Biden and I look at individuals, I don't like to just, when I look at diagnoses per se, I don't think of just one thing. How Bruce Willis has been diagnosed with aphasia. Aphasia is a symptom of something else. So does Bruce Willis have aphasia or difficulty speaking because of Parkinson's? Does Bruce Willis have aphasia because of Alzheimer's? So I think people deserve their privacy. I understand when it's the president and the commander-in-chief, we need to know he has all of his facilities and faculties. Vladimir Putin has uncontrollable hand movements. It appears that he is suffering from a neurodegenerative disease, so it has been postulated that he has Parkinson's. I had written an article and posted some pictures of Adolf Hitler. It looks like Adolf Hitler also suffered from Parkinson's. He had a palsy. So Parkinson's is the second most common neurodegenerative disorder following Alzheimer's, and it affects 1% of the world's population over 60 years old. So when it affects that substantia nigra, it alters your balance and movement because it affects the dopamine-producing cells. So your symptoms could be stiffness, rigidity, poor balance, tremor, slow movement, inability to move, shuffling steps, gaits, depression, anxiety, memory loss, difficulty speaking, constipation, decreased ability to smell, difficulty swallowing, erectile dysfunction, pneumonia, fractures from falling, hallucinations, delusions, and dementia. Men appear to be more affected than women, but anybody can get it. Most cases are idiopathic, but there are genes that can also play a role. Herbicides, pesticides have been linked to an increased risk, and head trauma. Somebody with a history of head trauma could be at risk. So other individuals who have been diagnosed with Parkinson's, in addition to Michael J. Fox and Janet Reno, Robin Williams, Muhammad Ali, Casey Kasem, Johnny Cash, Linda Ronstadt, Pope John Paul II, Peanuts creator Charles Schulz was believed to have Parkinson's, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Neil Diamond, Ozzy Osbourne. And when you look at video footage of Adolf Hitler, it appears they possibly had it as well. So there are treatments we could do, brain-stimulating treatments, stem cell therapy, occupational therapy, carbidopa, levodopa. But altered speech definitely is a sign of Parkinson's. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, I am no fan of these polls, where one person is leading, then another person is leading, and then you hear, oh, the next election is going to be a landslide or a blue wave or a red wave. And the polls just always kind of seem to be over-exaggerated. There might be some trends, but I just don't really see a lot of accuracy with the polls. And having been called myself to answer in some of these polls, I'm busy. And if I think it's somebody trying to spy or I mean, I'm pretty open about how I feel politically, but if I feel it's somebody that's going to try to use anything I say against, why am I going to talk to some stranger over the phone? You know, you want to know where I stand, listen to my show. Okay? I like things on both sides of the aisle. I'm pretty moderate. I'm pretty centrist. But there are some things that I think the Democrats did that were stupid and some things I think the Republicans did that are stupid. There, that's where I stand. So when you hear that there's a poll, where now President Trump is leading, could beat DeSantis, could beat Biden. You know, I take these things with a grain of salt because the election is not for another year and a half. But I am seeing a pattern which could probably land Trump back into the White House. And the pattern is right now in control, in Biden's control. What President Biden does in his next year and a half of his presidency could make or break what happens with his future, the Democrats' future in the sixth election, and Trump coming back in. And those individuals who hate Trump will still hate Trump. Those individuals who love Trump will still love Trump. But Trump is now getting back on Facebook. His two-year suspension is over. He's getting back on Instagram. And many of the things that he was accused of are starting to be looked upon a little differently. The FBI raid in his house was not a good optic. And it didn't work in his favor. He tried to say, look, guys, they're coming after me. They're coming after me. They're treating me differently than anybody else. And not all of those middle-of-the-road people bought it. They were like, well, you messed around. They asked you for something. You didn't give it to them. I mean, that's what the media said happened. So, yeah, you got, you know, you shouldn't have had classified documents in your house. With what happened with Biden, and the reason why the media, many of you were like, okay, why is it such a big deal, all these classified documents? Then Mike Pence has one. Who cares about the classified documents? As I said before, why it's such a big deal is if this was something that was being used against Trump, or you having classified documents was worthy of an FBI raid, what happens with Biden is going to be very telling and could actually validate some of the things Trump said if Biden doesn't play it right. Now, people asked, how come Melania's underwear drawer got raided by the FBI but not Jill Biden's? If there were classified documents at his house, Biden's house, why not the same treatment? So the FBI did go into his house, but it didn't get all the, you know, bells and whistles that Trump's did. And so I love looking at the psychology of things. And if a voter believes that there is unfairness, especially the middle of the road, and they think that President Trump was sidelined, was silenced, was censored, was accused of Russian collusion, or accused of hiding classified documents in his house, and only he and not anybody else, or if they feel that he was treated unfairly, then that could make one of his statements true. And if Trump is found to have spoken the truth about some things, that he has so much power in terms of capturing those voters that are like, okay, yeah, we need somebody to limit this. And it takes a lot to go up against a regime or a standard such as, all right, well, the FBI is going to raid one side but not the other, or they're going to go after one person, not the other. That takes some guts. And so we're starting to see a shift in the polls because a lot of people are saying Trump was right. Trump was right. Now, we're not talking about the January 6th riots, but we're talking about in terms of him being singled out. But then when somebody is proven right on one thing, people start to think, well, what else did he say? Was he right about the border? Was he right about China? President Trump was vilified for accusing China of releasing the virus, calling it the Chinese virus, which I really wouldn't have done. I've disagreed with some things that Trump has done. But when he said, guys, this was leaked in a lab, I personally thought that happened. That would have happened around August 2019. Well, I looked it up. His administration said the same thing. And I'm not saying that means that everything he says is right. But when you look at the psychology of the voter, if there were one or two things that were brought up that they said he lied about, he wasn't right about, and then he was proven he was right, some voters might think he's right on all of it. And as I talked about how in science, if you have a contaminated Petri dish, you have to throw the whole Petri dish out and start over. You cannot cut away part of the contamination and let that Petri dish still do its thing. You got to throw it out and start fresh. If your mask gets dirty, you got to throw out the mask. So if there's any proof that somebody voted for a dead person or somebody voted twice in an election, that will give the president, former president, a little bit more power and validation when he said that there was, you know, shenanigans in the last election. That doesn't mean the whole election was stolen, but it starts giving him more credibility. So where Biden is right now and where Democratic strategists need to concentrate on is what Biden does next. And he doesn't really seem to be that active. I don't know if it's Jill running things, or I don't know if it really is him running things, or whoever is telling him who to talk to. When he ever says, I'm not allowed, I'm not supposed to, I'm not sure who he is talking to, because he's the commander-in-chief. Okay, he gets to make the rules, so I'm still a little confused with that. But how he moves forward in terms of the president, you know, Trump, if he acknowledges that there were some things that shouldn't have happened, and he will make sure that unfairness doesn't happen, or that censorship doesn't happen, or lies aren't spread in the media about another campaign competitor, he can maybe gain some traction. And I'm noticing that instead, his team looks like they're scrambling with this whole classified document thing. I think there was another area that had it. And Biden is going to be facing a lot of scrutiny, because if Hunter Biden's dealings had to deal with any of the classified information that was found at the time, that's not going to be a good look for Biden. So he is going to have to make some choices, and he might be able to save this, and he might be able to save his presidency, and he might be able to thwart a Trump return if he does acknowledge some of the things and say he's going to fix it. You know, if he does acknowledge that there might not be consistency on how things are address or prosecute. No, some of you are like, no way, if he does that, he's going to shoot himself in the foot. Well, what if he does apologize? What if he says, look, now I wasn't running the FBI, but what the FBI did to Trump's home and the way they put all these classified documents out in the media and took pictures, that was not appropriate. You know, the way the FBI managed my search is the way it really should have been done. And we're America, we're going to do things fair from here on out, and we're not going to be, you know, publicizing classified documents all over the news with it blacked out. And, there's some things he could say. You know, he could say, look, a lot of my colleagues were claiming that Donald Trump was working with the Russians, and the collusion didn't exist. And we got some explaining to do. But if Biden looks like he is going to make sure there's not this, if he looks like he is going to take that on and make sure there is more fairness and not a vilification of one side, that could save him. But right now, Trump is gaining ground. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News update. The worldwide ransomware gang Hive is out of business for the moment. FBI agents seized some of its servers in an overnight raid in Los Angeles. Hive extorted about $100 million from victims in its first year of operation, but the Bureau says agents were able to infiltrate Hive and prevent more attacks. About a dozen people are confirmed dead in a new round of Russian missile attacks in towns in Ukraine. This is a day after Germany and the U.S. agreed to send Ukraine state-of-the-art battle tanks. A promise from Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan.
We'll absolutely collaborate and cooperate with those investigations.
Those being the Transportation Department's look into Southwest scheduling meltdown over the holidays. Donald Trump is allowed back on Facebook, still to be determined whether he will use the platform after a two-year absence. Trump's also allowed back on Twitter, but he's preferred to post on his Truth Social platform. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that some of you have been noticing, and I haven't seen a lot of it, but I know it exists, is the multiple lovers, multiple couples, open relationships. And it's something that has been growing. I mean, I'm sure orgies have been around since the dawn of time. But now, the concept of having multiple partners that are known to the kids, even, is something that is, I guess, trending. And I think they call it a polyamorous lifestyle. And one such cluster of individuals, of polyamorous individuals, are these two couples who are engaging with each other. And the children, they have four children, And each one of those adults are equal parents. Alicia Rogers, 34 years old, and her husband Tyler, 35, are in this polyfamory relationship. And they live with Sean Hartless, who is 46, and his wife Tara, who is 28. They are in Oregon, and the couples fell in love and started a four-way relationship. They are very open about it, and they all live under the same roof in a romantic quad, and they care for their kids together. Now, there's also polyamory, but I'm seeing the F in there, so polyformy. They said the polyamory, like polyamorous, is the name given when a person has more than one part at the same time. But when the feelings, I guess, flourish, the couples then embrace polyfamory. Guys, get all that? So they discuss their relationship on Today, and they detailed how they went from friends to lovers, and then eventually moved into a house together to raise children. They said shortly after meeting, Sean and Taya were making the two-hour commute to see Alicia and Tyler. They grew tired of the hours spent driving, so they decided to all move into a new house together in 2020. And instead went from polyamory to polyfamory. Tyler and Alyssa had two children, now 7 and 8, and noted that their new lifestyle to their kids was really easy, explaining it. Tyler noted that both their children knew their mom had a boyfriend and their dad had a girlfriend. He added that Alyssa told the kids they should treat the other two like parents. Since moving in together, this quad has added two more children in the mix, but they don't know who the father is. Alicia birthed one child, Taya birthed the other. The couple didn't, quote, regulate the biology, meaning that none of the parents know who the biological fathers are of the babies. They explained that genetics didn't matter because they are all equal parents to all of the children, and it's not up for debate or discussion. So, they say four sets of adult hands to work on things helps tremendously, and added that it is very rare to have that kind of help. So, Alicia, Tyler, and Sean work full-time. Taya stays at home with the children. Sean said that knowing that the kids were always with at least one of them is a big sigh of relief. And they say the kids get to learn lessons about family dynamics. Give me a second here, we'll discuss. And we'll always understand that the children know all of their parents. We'll always love and support them no matter what. Okay. So they've justified it. They seem to be happy. They say it works. I'm mixed. But this is something that may trend. There was a study back in 2021 of 3,400 single adults, and they discovered that 1 in 6 participants wanted to be polyamorous. 1 in 9 have been in a polyamorous relationship at some point. 1 in 15 said they knew somebody who was. And so, you know, having this sort of, you know, it's interesting. The younger generations look at things a little bit more practically than maybe Gen X's and Boomers. It's baby Boomers. So baby Boomers, Gen Xers will be like, well, you meet somebody, you fall in love, and you stay married to them till death do you part, and you're with them for 50, 60 years. It's a beautiful thought. I plan on doing that with my husband, but for a lot of people, that just doesn't work for them. In addition, same thing with career. Many of us Gen Xers or baby Boomers work, all right, you go to high school, you go to college, or you learn a trade, and then that's what you're going to do 50, 60 years until you retire. The average millennial or Gen X, no. Their relationships change, their job changes. There are some that have longevity in a career or longevity with a relationship, but that's not their reality. And so to the average millennial and Gen X, everybody they know has been divorced or has been cheated on or has been fired or laid off. So when a Gen Xer or a baby boomer says, no, you stick with that job, you stick with the career, well, the average career is different. Medicine today is over a computer. That wasn't what I trained in. It's completely different. Media is completely different. People don't necessarily watch TV shows. There are some TV shows out there, but people go to, they stream. In fact, there are even short little TikToks, little five-second blurbs that people watch. The attention span is different. So with relationships, you might have these younger generations say, look, you know, I don't want just one partner. I want to save money. I want to not, just not have two incomes coming into the household. Why aren't we having four incomes come into the household? Why aren't we having multiple people be there for our kids? We use babysitters. We use schools. Why? And so sometimes people look at the practicality of these things and they go, why can't you have your swinger friends as parents? And so it's a concept that's very, I couldn't comprehend that as a Generation X or somebody, I'm sure baby boomers would struggle with that as well. But for the millennial and Gen Z, they're like, so, if you're going to have a swinger couple or you're going to be attracted to another couple and you love that other couple, then might as well have them in the house. Now, you know, I can think of a number amount of things that can go wrong with this. I mean, it's hard enough having one spouse. How do you make sure that, you know, and also, I just don't know. You end up liking one person more than another. You know, it's rare to like two lovers equally. So what if one favors one more than the other? What happens to that other one that feels slighted? So I think that could be a problem. And a child not knowing who his father is, I think, poses some interesting problems. Now, I mean, I'm sure they're going to be able to figure out based on, but you need to know genetics. You need to know medical history. I mean, what runs in the family? Well, I don't know if this guy is the father, but he has heart disease and cancer, but my side has diabetes, so I don't know what the kid, you know, and so I think it is important for a child to biologically know their parents if they can, but it's interesting, because these concepts are just not very, they're kind of more foreign, to those of us a little bit more traditional, but it's something that people are bucking, and they're like, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to move forward. I just don't know if that's sustainable. I don't know if two women would get jealous if they prefer one man over another. Now, I do have to say, with my friends, I mean, when I grew up, anybody in the neighborhood, if they had to spank our butts, they could spank our butts. So, I mean, you had lieutenant mommies and other parents would take that role. And according to, you know, my friends, they take any role they want to with my kids because I want that closeness. But I don't know if they would be their parents. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Timothy asks if we know the vaccination status of Jesse Lemonnier. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. For those of you this morning, not sure you heard the news, but former NFL defensive end Jesse Lemonnier has died. The Lions announced this. He was only 25 years old. The team released in a statement, "We are shocked. I'm saddened to learn of the passing of former Detroit Lion Jesse Lemonnier. Jesse was a model teammate and wonderful young man who has gone too soon. We don't know his cause of death. We don't know what happened. All we know is he was only 25 years old. He was very good. He was even able to sack Aaron Rodgers in the most recent game between the Lions and the Packers. He played at Liberty in college, signed with the Chargers as an undrafted free agent in 2020, then signed with the Lions in 21. And then was briefly claimed off waivers by the Cardinals in March 22, and then got released that August. And so it, of course, it has, you know, spoke many concerns of we have another young man who's died. We don't know. There's you know, we The agent confirmed that he and his girlfriend were expecting a child. That makes you wonder if, you know, that it starts to make you not think about suicide or something else as a possible cause. You know, when somebody young dies, we used to think it was suicide because accidents or suicides were the number one causes of death in young men, as opposed to heart attack or cancer or stroke or things like that. Even though those numbers are rising, still in that age group, it would be accidents or suicide. Now with fentanyl and overdose rising, that's becoming a more common cause, but he's an athlete. You know, and he's expecting a child, so you don't necessarily stereotypically think that you know, he's out there single and partying, but he's, you know, settling down. So then the next thing people go to is, well, maybe it was his heart. Maybe there was something that was undiagnosed. And usually football players get screened pretty extensively for cardiac issues because they are in football. You don't want to have a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy or somebody who has an abnormal rhythm play on the field and then sadly suffer a cardiac event. So usually the NFL screens and there's, you know, medical people that keep an eye on their health pretty closely. So I can't answer that, and I know it's a question that keeps coming up, and I am always having my ear to the ground if we could get any information on this, because it does make people nervous that we're seeing a lot of young men die. I know there's some debate on whether it really is that all these additional young men are dying, or is it just we're reporting it more, and so every time a young man dies, it makes the news. But I don't know. I am, you know, of the thinking that the numbers are higher. Now, mind you, we do have a higher population. We had at least 1.5 million illegal migrant crossings and gotaways, so our population grew by 1.5 million, although not going to be probably registered by the census if they came in here illegally. And then that doesn't even include the refugees that and the migrants who are seeking asylum that are being logged. So it's not that uncommon to see numbers go up as the population grows, but I am finding this very odd that we are seeing young men suffer, you know, losses that normally wouldn't happen. So the concern that people have is, would they even tell us? Who's they? Would officials tell us? Would the media tell us? When somebody dies, excuse me, unless there's an autopsy, you won't necessarily know. A cause of death will be put on the death certificate, but we don't know all the details. People have asked, was Ann Hetch in an electric car when she was in an accident? Was she in a hybrid? I think she was in a Mini Cooper, but I don't know what kind. I don't think all those details are being shared, so people don't know. And when it comes to, was somebody vaccinated, the majority of Americans have been vaccinated. And so that makes it a little bit more difficult to try to determine if these deaths are because of the vaccine, or is it just coincidentally people were vaccinated? And then another question that I can't answer is, if you had the vaccine a year ago, could you still die of the vaccine? Or would it just have to be after the 2 or 3 weeks when the immune system came up, when the immune system got primed? We can't say either, because there's been some discussion in those who were vaccinated when they got COVID. They got COVID, apparently, this is some discussions in medical communities, that the COVID hit them a little harder because their immune system was primed. Now, the whole purpose of the vaccine is to prime your immune system so you are protected and antibodies are there and ready to go. But there's been some concern that some of the vaccine-mediated myocarditis or pericarditis happened after somebody was exposed to the virus. And did the vaccine predispose them to a more severe reaction? All these things need to be studied. I'm not saying it's one way or the other. I'm not saying the vaccines are 1,000% safe, and I'm not saying the vaccines are 1,000% bad. But these are things that need to be looked at. And I don't think they're ever going to be able to say. I don't think we're going to have a media headline saying we think he died by the vaccine. He, you know, if they say somebody passed and they got the vaccine in September, one media outlet would say he died after getting the vaccine. Well, we got our childhood vaccines. You can't necessarily say, you know, which vaccine did it. You know, and you know, does it matter if it's 4 months, 4 weeks? But if somebody got the vaccine 2 weeks later, which is when we are told that the immune system is primed, something happens like a myocarditis, and then somebody dies from that myocarditis, you could probably deduce that it might be more vaccine related. But then again, we don't know all the side effects. We also don't know this new strain of COVID. This new strain of COVID is very weird. We're having a lot of people say they have chest pain with this new strain of COVID. Is it because it's causing a myocarditis or inflammation of the heart? You know what? So I'm sorry I don't have the answer, and I don't want to spread any misinformation, and I don't want to make any, I don't want to jump to any conclusions. But I do think these are valid questions. And when somebody does ask, I don't vilify them. I think it's a very good question. A young man, a young athlete who is in fairly good shape, who exercises regularly, has a baby on the way, now who makes money, so hopefully can eat well and you know, be nourished well. Now, when somebody dies at the age of 25, it does make you stop and go, can we figure this out? And we need to. I know people say, gosh, Charlie, don't talk about that, because then people are going to think that the vaccine did it or that. So I'm not saying that the vaccine did it, but I also don't think we need to hush-hush about these things, because we have other football players out there. We have sons and daughters and nieces and nephews, and, you know, there is something going on out there. And if it's not the vaccine and it's something else, is it the energy drinks? Are people, you know, are a lot of these heart attacks because people are downing energy drinks? Or chewing Jolt gum, or upping their caffeine so much that it's affecting their heart. Is anybody considering that? Or, you know, is it drug use? Is it mixing drugs? Is it mixing medications? You know, we're told when Heath Ledger passed, he had, in terms of his medications, Ambien and Valium and Lortab, and I mean, could it have been a cocktail of the medicine mixing? So we should ask the questions, because we want to prevent the next death. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight! tonight.
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.